This is Gene Lance on the Workers' Beat Extra.
It's Women's History Month. And it's also March, which is the birth month of Ella Mae Wiggins. She's not known a lot about, and we don't even have her birthday, just that it was sometime in March of 1900. There's not an awful lot known about her, although she's inspired a little bit of literature. There's a book called The Last Ballad by Wiley Cash, in which he talks about her and about the Gastonia strike. He says four of Ella Mae's children died from pellagra and whooping cough. The one that was in her womb died with her when she was murdered by strikebreakers. The living children, I think there were seven of them, they went to an orphanage. The men charged with murder were indicted and tried and found not guilty, all of them. That's kind of a nutshell of what's happened with Ella Mae Wiggins, but there's a lot more to it. She was also a songwriter, and her most famous song is a Mill Mother's Lament. It's been recorded by Pete Seeger, of course. It's a beautiful song. Very, very, very sad. You can also find out a lot about her on Wikipedia. Thank goodness. Not a cent to spend for clothing, not a cent to It says she was a union organizer and a balladeer who was killed during the Luray Mill strike in Gastonia, North Carolina. She was from Tennessee, and she became a bookkeeper for the union, which was one of the communist-run unions. Of course, at that time, the AFL was trying to organize textile, and so were the communists. And some of them did pretty well. Most of the communist ones did pretty well. Most of the AFL ones did not develop a fighting effort and did not do all that well. Here's what she said at one time, quote, "I'm the mother of nine. Four died with a whooping cough all at once. I was working nights. I asked the super to put me on days so I could tend them when they had their bad spells, but he wouldn't. I don't know why. So I had to quit. And then there wasn't no money for medicine, and they just died." The story of her death was more touching than anything else, but her contribution was pretty significant at one point. What happened was this. She worked in what they call the rag factory. There were several textile mills around Gastonia, and several of them were on strike. But the one at the lowest level was the one they called the rag factory. It had the worst pay, and of course, most of the employees there were black. But when everybody else went on strike, Ella Mae's factory also went on strike, and the African Americans that she worked with tried to go on strike, and they tried to cooperate with the white workers from that southern area. The white workers responded by putting a rope up at their meetings so that black people had to sit on one side of the rope and the white people was sat on the other side of the rope. And Ella Mae Wiggins' big contribution, according to the story, was that she took that rope down. If people had listened to Ella Mae Wiggins, it might have been an entirely different story about organizing the South. Racism is what's divided the working class in America since the first day and right up to the present day, as you could tell by the candidates and the election speeches and the voter turnout in America today. Racism's always been our problem. Ella Mae Wiggins was one of the people who stood up against it. She was in a truck with people trying to get to a union rally. Of course, the union rallies were held over by the larger mills, and she usually had to take a truck or some kind of conveyance to get her and some of the African-American workers over to any kind of rally that they had. Well, the strike breakers who were working directly for the companies stopped them. The truck had to stop. LMA and the workers got out and ran across the field. I guess LMA wasn't the fastest one. I know she wasn't the biggest one. I've seen pictures of her, and she just was not a very big woman. They blew her chest apart with a shotgun blast, killed her and the baby that was in her womb. And that was the end of her life, but not the end of her contribution. So on Women's History Month, it's good to remember LMA Wiggins and the suffering that she did, suffering that she went through, the contributions that she made. Like so many women, they've added so much to the American workers' movement.
This is Gene Lance on the Workers' Beat Extra.